Aloka Vrindavan is a plane of beauty and love, not power and majesty. The greatest quantity and the highest quality of dedication and loving service is found in Goloka Vrindavan. Vaishnavas say that Goloka Vrindavan is a land of dedication. Every unit of that sacred land is dedicating towards the absolute center. The land itself of Vrindavan is full of dedication, and that is our inner self, our Atma, not our material mind, our material intelligence, or false ego. If we transcend all these, we find our pure soul. Our Atma, our soul, has a relationship with the spiritual world. In Vaikuntha, it's a land of calculative dedication bound by law and constitution. But there's some personal calculation of individual happiness. Beyond Vaikuntha is Goloka Vrindavan. That land is spontaneous, desperate, careless of its own self. That is the plane of self-forgetfulness. Goloka Vrindavan is the highest plane of all. It is the highest plane of dedication. By the work and dedication of all the residents of Goloka Vrindavan, it makes a celestial area. Happiness in the highest degree is found in Goloka Vrindavan, where everyone is dedicated selflessly to the center, to the highest point, the happiness and pleasure of Sri Krishna. The opulence of bliss is flowing everywhere in all directions. There is no want or no lack. Dedication is divinity. Krishna consciousness means beauty, not power. In Goloka Vrindavan, beauty and love reign supreme there. There's no forcing there. There's no labor. There's not labor by force. It's a labor of love. Satyam Shivaram Sundaram. In Goloka Vrindavan, beauty is controlling, not power. This is Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread this creed throughout the world. Gokul is spontaneous and irresistible. It's a natural flow with Krishna in the center and then surrounded by different devotees like Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, Sridham and Subal, Raktak and Patrak, Radharani and the Gopis, all exchanging with different rasas. This is Goloka. This is Vrindavan.